Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is our Praying Wednesday with Love, Praying Wednesday with Love. And I want to invite each and every one of you to just get into the presence of God, because I feel a mighty change, a mighty move, and God is just that good. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and each one of you for joining the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. I thank you for all of my new connections. I thank God for all of my new radio hosts and just different things that are going on as far as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry is concerned and as far as the people of God. And so I really thank you for tuning in at this particular hour, at this moment, at this time with love. I want to begin by reading Psalm 116, numbers 1 and 2. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. I have read to you Psalm 116, numbers 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all of my connections and my friends and my family, this is the day that we pray unto God. We get into the very presence of God, and we begin to thank God for what he has done in our lives. I'm going to play an inspirational song entitled I Love You, Lord, today. We've already heard it, but we're going to play it again. And I'm going to play a song entitled There Is None Like You. And if the song is still going on, we're going to listen to it. But we're going to get into the very presence of God and surrender ourselves, because God spoke and he says, release the giant that is inside of you. Somebody say, release the giant that is inside of you. Many of you are very gifted and talented, and you have so many things inside of you that someone just needs to push those things out of you, and God says, release the giant. As a matter of fact, the Lord says, before this show is over, amen, he says that he's going to have a word about releasing the giant, and that is a blessing, and that is an honor that the Lord would choose such a time in order to say that we are releasing the giant. Now, you notice on the previous shows we talked about the Lord is giving blessings unto people, and he's preparing people for journeys, and he's preparing people for opportunities, and he's preparing people. He's getting people ready. But as I said, God says, release the giant that is within you, that is inside of you. He says the giant is going to come out. So all of those things that's inside of you that are hidden, all those talents, everything that God has anointed you to do, man, if you've been praying, God says he is getting ready to birth those things out of us. He said that he's getting ready to release the giant. Somebody say, release the giant, release the giant, release the giant within me. Amen. That could be a song, release the giant within me. But we're going to say something about the giant. Amen. Before the show is over, I don't know what the Lord is going to give, but I know he's going to give a mighty word to encourage you to be able to continue to prepare for this giant that is coming in your life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to pray. Please, please, please get somewhere. And I usually don't ask this, but God is getting ready to do some things, and we need to make sure that we're in the right place. I need you to get somewhere where you can focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I need you to get somewhere where you can just forget about everything that happened today. Forget about everything that happened days ago or weeks ago or months ago. Just forget about everything for this particular moment, for these 30 minutes or for this hour that we may spend praying, whatever the Lord says. Just prepare yourself. I want you at this particular time, I'm going to take you through something. I want you to close your eyes, as the Lord is showing me this. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to yourself to count to 10. I want you to think about anything, and you heard me when I said think about anything that is on your mind. Whatever is on your mind, think about it. Whatever is on your mind, think about whatever is on your mind. Good time, I want you to pray those things away. Tell the Lord that you give him everything that is on your mind. You give God everything that is on your mind. You give God everything that's on your mind. You give God everything that's on your mind. God has it. God has it. God has everything that's on your mind. You've given it to God. You're not worried anymore. You're going to get into the presence of God, and you're going to receive your blessing because you're in the presence of God. And now that you've removed those things, God has those things. Those things are removed. Now that God can begin speaking unto you because you're getting ready to get into the presence of God. As we begin to pray, we're going to be in the presence of God. Those things that you were thinking about, they are gone. Those things that you're thinking about, they are gone. And when we finish praying, God will still have those things because he's not going to give them back. God is not going to give anything negative back that is on your mind. God is going to only fill your mind with the good and the praises of him, because when praises go up, he says blessings come down. We have to be into the presence of God. We have to be ready for what God is going to do. God says we're going to release the giant. We're going to release this giant that is inside of you. You've been just praying for breakthroughs and changes, and it just seems like that the Lord has forgotten. The Lord says he is not forgotten. He knows every hair that is on your head. He says, so when you get into the presence and you release those things, he says, then he began to minister and he began to speak. As I was releasing those things that's on my mind, whether they were good or whether I was thinking about some things ahead, God says when you release those things, he can begin to filtrate your mind. He began to optimize your mind to think forward, and therefore the Spirit of God falls upon you. It falls afresh, and because it falls afresh, you are able to dispense those words that the Lord has given. So you've given all those things unto God. We're getting ready to get into the presence of God. God says we're getting ready to get into the presence, so therefore you must be ready. You must prepare. You must be in a place, in the right place where you can experience the downpour of God. You can experience the release of God. You can get ready to birth this giant out. You can get ready to face the giant, which means the blessing, the huge blessing that God is going to give you. You have to be able to be ready for it. And God says that we have to release those things so that he can filtrate our minds, so that we can be ready to accept what the Lord is going to give us. So we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. You started us on our way, Lord. You kept us, Lord. You continue to just bless us each and every day, Lord. You give us new mercies. You give us new glory, Lord. We ask, Lord, as you continue to work on us, we ask that you decrease our inner thoughts to zero and increase you to greatness, Lord. We ask that you anoint our hands and our feet, everything that we touch, the words that come out of our mouth, what our eyes see, would that be focused upon you, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. Would you be a physician, Heavenly Father? Would you be a comforter? Lord, we ask that you bless each and every youth who have experienced a death of a loved one, or who have experienced the death of a sibling, Lord. And we ask that you continue to cover them, Heavenly Father. And when I say them, I'm speaking about the youth, Lord. We ask whatever spirit is over them, Heavenly Father, we ask that it be removed if it's not of you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing our family and our friends, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountain experiences, Lord. We come into the presence of you, Lord, in a humble submission, understanding and realizing that everything we have belongs to you, including our lives, Lord. Lord, we give everything that hinders us from serving you, we give it back, Lord, and we ask that you present us with something new, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each listener, those who are going to listen, would you bless their families, Lord, would you bless their friends, would you bless their ministries, would you bless their careers, would you bless their storms, Lord. And we ask that if someone is going through a storm right now, Lord, we ask that you rescue them from the storm, Lord. We ask that you continuously look down upon them, Lord, and help them, Heavenly Father, in a major, major, major way, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the lives, Lord. We thank you for the birthdays. We thank you for the birth of you, Heavenly Father. And we ask that we continue to remember why we celebrate each day, while we celebrate our birthdays, while we celebrate you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the successful years that you've allowed me to grace this earth, Lord. I thank you for your kindness, Lord. I thank you for your wisdom, and I ask for many more years, Lord. Lord, we thank you for blessing us to make it this far. And we ask that you continuously just bless each and every person, Lord, that we know and those that we don't, Lord. And, Lord, we just lift up our praises unto you, Lord. We lift up and magnify your name, Lord. We ask for the release of the power. We ask for the word, Heavenly Father, that is coming from you about the giant, Lord, to encourage those who are listening. And for each word that is spoken to be an authentic word from you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the prophecy, the will, Lord. We thank you for just the determination, the motivation, Lord. And we ask that you continuously bless us, Lord. Continue to bless us to uplift and magnify your name, Lord. We thank you for the victories, Lord. We thank you for the valleys. And we thank you for keeping us, Lord. And we thank you for just taking care of us, Lord. And, Lord, if we miss anyone, if we have not covered anyone, we ask that you cover them right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. All right, so as I was preparing, and actually it's not even called preparing, actually as I was just thinking about the ministry and excited because we would have the opportunity to be together and to pray together unto God, God spoke, released a giant. And what I want you to do at this particular time is get a sheet of paper and a pencil or pen. And it does not matter if you're kinesthetic, tactile, visual, just get a sheet of paper, a pencil, and pen. I have no idea what the Lord is going to reveal, but I do know that that's what we need. So at this particular time, get a sheet of paper and a pencil or a pen, and I want you to write this phrase down that the Lord gave me. Release the giant. Release the giant. Release the giant. Okay. Release the giant. All right. I want you to write a number one. And I'm being specific because that's how the Lord is giving it. Write a number one. And I want you to put God. Write a number two. And I want you to put faith. Write a number three. I want you to put mustard seed. Mustard seed. Mustard seed. Okay. I want you to write a number four. I want you to write growth. I want you to write a number five. I want you to write on number five, believe. And act. Number six, I want you to write feet, F-E-E-T. And I want you to put go. Number seven, I want you to put hear, as in listening. Number eight, I want you to put pack light. Pack light. That means don't take a lot of stuff with you. Number nine, I want you to put release baggage. And number 10, give me just a second. Welcome your giant. Okay, so let's go back over this. Release the giant. Number one is God. Number two is faith. Number three is mustard seed. Number four is growth. Number five is believe and act. Number six is feet, / go. Number seven is hear. That's with your ears. Number eight is pack light, such as a luggage. Number nine is release baggage. Number 10 is welcome your giant. Okay? So I'll give you time to write that. Give you about a minute or so. Okay, release the giant. There are many people who are very anointed and gifted by God. And the Lord says, release the giant. You want to do better. You want to live better. You want to understand the voice of God more. You want to see an increase, and that's just human nature. You want to make sure that your life is on the right track, but because you don't know about the sacrifices that must be made, the giant is still within you. The world cannot experience your giant because your giant is not ready to be birthed. But these things that the Lord has given unto us will prepare us to release the giant inside of us. Each person on this earth has a niche. It doesn't matter what you're doing right now. You have a niche, and your niche is something that you do well. And God says, release that giant. He says, that gets you on the right track to your destination. When we think about the number one and we think about God, okay, the number one is only divisible by itself. And God says that you only need him in order to see your giant. You only need him in order to see your giant. Now, this is what the Lord is showing. The Lord says when your giant is ready to be released, right? And a lot of people know about your giant. They know about who you are, and they know about who you are and what you're going to do. You're going to have a lot of people who want to see your giant. But God says that just as a baby, you have to be careful who you allow to watch your giant as it is or as it comes to the world, as it grows, as it is exposed to the world. Now, understand that I'm under the unction of the Holy Spirit, so just bear with me. You have to understand that the only person, the only being that you need is God, because you have to make sure that when you expose this giant to the world, that God is covering this giant, right? So, first of all, you need to understand and have a relationship with God, and you need to make sure that God is with you as you're getting ready to expose this giant to the world, okay? That's what God is saying. So God says you need him first and foremost. Do not seek the giant. Do not seek what is inside of you without having a relationship with God on the inside and out, okay? Number two, faith. Faith continues to come up in a lot of conversations. The Lord says, with this particular giant, you're going to have faith. Why? Because you can't see the giant. It's like an elephant in the room, and you can't see the elephant in the room. But God says that when God promised you something, when God tells you that something is going to happen and it seems too big to happen, or it seems like you're in the wrong place for it to happen, God says you must have faith. You don't have to see everything that God promises you. He says just have faith. Have faith in God that it is going to happen. You have a giant inside of you. The Lord has already revealed that. He's already revealed your niche. You're good at your hands. You're good at speaking. You're good at a lot of things. The Lord has already revealed that to you many years ago. But for some reason, you couldn't grasp your niche because you can't see what the end's going to be. And many people give up because, you know, they hear the voice of God. They know the voice of God. But they lose faith along the way. And when you lose faith, guess what? You have to start over and go back to point one, which is conferring with the Lord and seeing what you have to do in order to get back on the right road. It's kind of like going in the wrong direction. You have to make a U-turn. But guess what? You're going to end up right back where you started. So in order to release the giant, you have to have God first. God has to be in the plan because God is the one that's giving you the giant. So you have to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Number two, you have to have faith. God has promised you something. Put promise right beside faith. God has promised you something. Okay? If God promised it, it's going to happen. And so you have to continuously hold on to that faith each and every day. You can't let it go and then go try to find it and think that you're going to get your place back. It's kind of like getting out of line, right? After you've been standing in line for 10 hours, you get out of line and decide to go two or three blocks away and then expect to get your place back. God says you must continue to believe the promise. You must stay in line. You must stay in line with the will of God. If you get out of line, right, and go two blocks away to get you something to drink and expect to come back and get your place, God says, no, you're going to have to go to the end of the line and work your way back up. So we have to hold on to that faith. We have to hold on. God says, hold on to the position that he has given you. Hold on to the place that he has given you. And God is speaking not only about a place in line. He says, the place that he has told you he's going to take you. He says, hold on to that faith. He says, begin to imagine yourself in that particular place, doing that particular thing. He says, the giant inside of you. He says, and because, he says, many people say, well, nobody knows me. Nobody knows my name. And God says, just like faith, he says, people cannot see you. He says, but keep believing because God sees you and he will strategically place you where you're supposed to be. And the people who know you, they're supposed to know you. The people who do not, they're not supposed to know you because it's not on your path. It's not in your wheel. God says, amen. God says that, and I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to a lot of people, actually. I'm even talking to myself. The Lord says that, I'm going to say this one more time as the Lord is revealing it. He says, just as faith, right? He says, you know, we walk by faith and not by sight. God says, whoever you are, right? He says, some people will know you and some don't. He says, that is a strategy. That is strategic. Those who are in line with you, those who will be on the journey with you, you will know. They will know you. But those who are not, you will not see. It's just like faith. God says that you have to believe in the promise although you don't see it. You have to believe in the promise although you don't see it. You have to believe God when he says that he is going to connect you with people who are on the same path so that you can bless them and so that they can bless you. God says that everyone who is on your path have not seen you yet. They have not heard. They do not know. But God says this giant that he has inside of you is going to expose you to the world. But you're going to come via our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not by your own name, which could fade away. How many of you know that sometimes when you have large names, a lot of chaos come behind those names? You can fall quickly. But God says when he put his stamp of approval and when he put his brand on you, he says no man on earth can take it away. He is the only one authorized to do so. He says, so when you are branded, he says, make sure that you're branded by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Make sure when you are sent by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? So faith, holding on to that faith. You have to hold on to the faith. Then God goes on to number three, talks about the mustard seed. He says the giant that is inside of you is huge. But it started out small. He says he already knew the plans of your life when you were conceived as a seed, when you were in your mother's womb. He says he already knew the plans for your life. He already knew that. And the plans were for you to, for us to prosper and to live a good life. And because you have this giant inside of you that has grown, because you are older, and you are more mature, and you're ready to handle it, and you can handle the people, and you don't carry your feelings on your shoulders. You've been to the military, so you're used to different people and their attitudes. You're used to different things. You're used to traveling. You're used to going places. You're used to doing this and that. God says that he was preparing you. He says, so this small seed is really the plan. Put plan. The small seed, the mustard seed, ladies and gentlemen, and we're not talking about a real seed in the ground. God says when you were conceived, he says he already knew, or actually before, he already knew the plans that he had for your life. He knew how much hair you was going to have. He knew, you know, everything about you. When you were going to be born, what was going to happen. He knew your valley moments. He knew your mountain experiences. He knew what you were going to be when you grow up. God already knew this. He says, so I already have the plan for your life. And in order for you to release this giant, God says you have to, first of all, as we said before, put him first. You have to have faith. You can't get out of line. You have to stay in line. You can't get out of line and go two blocks away, get you something to drink, and come back and expect to be right where you are. God says you have to stay in line. You have to remember the promise. Then he says the mustard seed is the plan. There's a promise and there is a plan. God says that even when you're under the revelation of God, he has strategically planned
his words that will come out of your mouth, even with prophecy. The prophets do not know God's heart unless he tells them. So he says, you have your plan. He says, God already, he already has a plan for our lives. But we have to get in line with that plan. We can't get out of line and go around the corner or come back. He says, stay in line with the plan. Then we talk about growth, right? So we had the mustard seed, and that's the plan. God says the growth is the strategy. Somebody say strategy. The growth is the strategy. God says that when the giant is preparing to be released, he says you're going to have to deal with many people. Because as this giant, or before this giant comes, there is a perception of character, but character by growth. God says the growth is not necessarily how tall you are or your age. He says growth is a spiritual trait. Are you able to remain in character? Have you passed the test of time in which when people got on your last nerves and gave you attitude, were you still able to hold your composure? When people lied on you and told all manners of evil against you, were you able to hold your composure? How did you treat your neighbor when they were down? What type of love have you given to your children? God says that he is looking at your character to make sure that you are ready to receive this giant. Why? Because you're going to be dealing with many people who come out of character. You're going to be dealing with many people from all facets of life. Everybody's not going to come, as I said before, saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Some people are going to be filled with other things, and you're going to have to be able to remain in character. So we talk about the growth. How mature are you? Do you carry your feelings on your shoulders? If the Lord tells you no, are you ready to end it all? God says there has to be a growth. There has to be a strategy in place in order to keep you on the right path. God is showing that you may be in the will of God and you may continue to remain in the line, but there are some people around you who are naysayers. There are some people around you who are trying to push you out of the line. There are some people behind you who are trying to push their way forward, and it could be a domino effect and you could fall. But God says get up and remain in the line. He says, remain in the line. He said, there has to be a strategy. He says, you have to get it in your mind that you're going to remain in line no matter what. He says, even if you're in line and it begins to rain, he says, remain in line. He says, it's not going to rain always. In the Bible, it says one time it rained 40 days and 40 nights, but God will always be that covering for you. God says, even when the storms of life hit and knock you down, he says, get back up by the grace of God in the name of Jesus and remain in line. He says your character is very important and you have to remain in line. Okay, let's move on. Number five, believe and act. So you have God. You understand the promise. You have the plan and you're in line. You're growing. You know, things are happening all around you while you're walking in the will of God, while you're in line, waiting for your giant. But God says you have to believe and act. Let's talk about believe. Anything that our Lord promises us will happen. But he says you got to go through some things. He says you have to jump over a few hurdles. You have to fall down a few times. You have to deal with some people sometime. You have to cry sometime. You have to get angry sometime. But God says that you still have to believe, right? You still have to believe, and from your belief you act. God says, do you believe that you have a giant inside of you? That is a personal question. I can't answer that for you. I'm asking you now, do you believe that you have a giant inside of you? If you say no, then you're not ready. If you say yes, God has created something big inside of me that I want to expose to the world through the name of Jesus, and I want to be sent by God. I want God to brand his name on this blessing. Then you need to act on it. And what we talk about, when we talk about acting on it, God says, when you're in line, right? And I want you to visualize a concert. Visualize a person who is just well-known and everybody wants to come see the person. It's, just say it's 10,000 people. I'm just exaggerating. It's 10,000 people and you're in line, right? God says no matter what, no matter if that line is standing still, he says you always need to be doing something, whether it's praying, whether it's thinking, whether it's encouraging someone, whether it's trying to figure out how you're going to remain in line. You need to be doing something. You need to be about the Father's business even when you're standing in line. God said that there are going to be some times in our lives where we seem like we have hit a dead-end street, and that is a praise break. God says that we should begin to praise him. He says because sometimes we just go and we forget to say, thank you, Lord, that you gave me another day. And so in those, when God says, be still and know that I am God, he is saying, think on the good things, and he is saying, praise him. So while you're in line, you could be thinking to yourself, the Lord is good. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You can give God some praise. So you believe. If you believe that the Lord has a giant inside of you that's ready to be released, then you act on that. And God says, when the line begins to move, God says that, and he's saying your movement forward in the line represents advancement. It represents more space for you. God says, humble yourself, right? He says, humble yourself. And it takes us right into number 6, which means that God focuses on our feet, and he says, go. When it is time for you to move up, when God has told you to move closer to your giant, closer to your blessing, so that your blessing can become exposed, God says, move your feet and go. Somebody say, move your feet and go. When the Lord tells you to move, move. When the Lord tells you to move up, move up. Okay? But God says you must remain in line. Your feet must remain in line so that you can move up. But if you turn around and go back, you're going to have to start at the beginning. And you're going to have to go back to God. Okay? So believe in that. Now let's go on to here. God says that when you're getting ready to birth your giant, you have to listen to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You have to be very careful about the places that you go, because you don't want to birth your giant out in just any old place. You have to go where God has told you to go. Then God says you have to think about people, right? God says when you are getting ready to release your giant, you have to make sure that the people are aligned with God, that you are in the correct line. And notice that I said you was in a line. But God says now you're double-checking to make sure that you're in the right line and you're aligned with people who are heading in the same direction that you are going. You know, it's kind of like getting on an airplane. If the airplane is only for Houston, Dallas, and Waco, and you're from Atlanta and you get on that plane, then you're not going to reach Atlanta. You're going to go to one of those three cities. And so God says you have to double check and make sure that you're in line, because what happens is some people lose faith. Some people lose their plan. They don't have a plan. Some people lose their character. Some people lose their belief and they don't act anymore. And God says you have to make sure that even when you're waiting to move up, God says you have to make sure that the people who are surrounding you in the front, the back, and the side are in line with where you're going, okay? So, and you have to always make sure that you're listening to the voice of God. Do not listen to the naysayers. If God tells you no, then it's no. But if God has placed you in that line, God says remain in that line and keep moving forward, okay? Now, when you're in this line, God says along the way, you're going to have people. I told you people. You're going to have people along the way that will share things with you, such as information. People along the way will just be cordial and nice to you, right? So at some point while you're in the line, you're going to have to make sure that you pack light. And what I mean by that is that your thoughts should be on the good things. Now, I know things happen, but God says when you're in the will of God, your thoughts should be on the good things. And you should understand and learn from valley experiences, okay? What you're doing at this particular time while you're in line is you are filling up your bag. You're filling your mind with information to prepare you as you go on this journey to receive your giant. And also to obtain wisdom and knowledge from others. That's why you have to pack light. If you carry burdens on your journey to your giant, you're going to be so exhausted by the time you get to this giant that you're not going to be able to give it your all. So God says, pack light. Don't bring all that other stuff. Don't bring all that stuff that happened in the past, 5 and 10 years ago. God said, let it go into the sea of forgiveness. Don't bring it up. Okay? Then we talk about releasing the baggage. Okay? Because even if you're in the will of God, somebody's going to bring some baggage. Somebody's going to bring a storm with them. Somebody's going to bring anger with them. God says, release all of that in the name of Jesus. And you're going to have to pray. That's why it's very important to have a relationship with God. Because if you have a relationship with God, before you even get in the line, before God even lines you up, right, God takes away all of your burdens. He takes away everything that hinders you from walking in the will of God. All right? Then once you do all these things, God says he releases his giant unto you. And it is up to you to utilize your giant to benefit our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is up to you to continue to walk into the will of God. Because what's going to happen, I want you to write giant. Just write the letters for giant. Okay? Under the G, I want you to put O. Go. And I want you under the I want you to put an N. Under the A, I want you to put a SK. On the N, on top of the N, I want you to put an I. And then under the T, I want you to put time. I want you to put an I-M-E. So under the G, I want you to put an O. Under the I want you to put an N. Under the A, I want you to put an S-K. On top of the N, I want you to put an I. Then under the T, I want you to put I-M-E. Okay? It says, go in. Ask in time. All right, let me tell you what God says this means. God says, go in means that God has opened a door for you. Amen? Somebody should be shouting and celebrating. God says, go in. The door is open. So I want you to put the door is open. The door is open. Okay? God says, go in. The door is open. And then I want you to put a box around ask in time. God says when he tell you to go, go. When he tells you to go in, he says ask. which means when you go in, right, God says you are supposed to ask whatever it is that you need in his name, but you need to ask it in time. God says that we have to work while it's day. He says, because when night cometh, he says, no man or woman worketh. He says, ask in time. God is getting ready to release a giant. And as you all know, our days are numbered. And because our days are numbered, we must work while it's day. God is going to open doors for people, and God is going to tell you to go in. Once you go in, you need to ask for those things that you need from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in time. Don't wait, waiting on a change, or don't wait before it's too late to ask God. God says, ask in time. Not only are you asking in time, but you're asking in Jesus' name. Right? So, I'm going to give you a brief synopsis, since I have several people who have joined. Speaking about releasing the giant, God is getting ready, as it says down here, to open up many doors. God is getting ready to open up many doors. You must have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at the center, the front, and the back. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. You must have God first, period. Number two, faith. The faith is a promise that God has made. You must maintain that faith, even when you're in line. Do not get out of line, okay? Go two blocks down to get something to drink, and then expect to get your place back. God said that you're going to have to go through him again. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. You have to go through him again, and you must start over. So faith, that's the promise. Then the mustard seed. The mustard seed is the plan, right? God says that before you were conceived, he had a plan for your life. He already knew you before you knew you was coming into this world, before your parents knew. He says he has a plan for you. And because he has a plan for you, that means that he already have a strategy for you. He says, but he also knows your character. He says, and with age and time, your character should become better. Right? He says, because when you're in the will of God and you're waiting, you're going to encounter people who are filled with more things than the Holy Ghost. Therefore, you have to remain in character. You have to have a strategy for jumping over the hurdles and not falling, for jumping over those evil things, for going around the evil things that the devil has set out. Okay? And then he says, believe and act. He says, while you're in line, you can't lose your faith. You can't lose your hope and belief in God. While you're in line, you must believe and act. You must think on the good things. You must understand and recognize that God can do everything but fail. Okay, so God says, believe and act. Then he says, with your feet. When God gives you a command to go, God says, go. Okay, he says, go. He says, use your feet. Use your feet to remain in line. Use your feet to go where the Lord has asked you to go, wherever that is. The Lord, wherever the Lord has asked you to go, then go. Okay, here, we must be able to hear our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're going to have people all around you. Try going to a restaurant. Try going to a cafeteria. People are talking constantly. Right? God says when you're in line, he says there is a certain mannerism you should have where you can hear his voice. Because, as I said before, sometimes that line is not going to move at all. And sometimes it's going to move at a rapid pace. He says, but you must continue to be on your A game. And you must continue to know which people you need to be around in order to continue to move forward towards your giant, right? A lot of people, when God get ready to bless you, when God get ready to expose the giant to the world, a lot of people want to take a whole bunch of people with them. They want to take a whole bunch of problems and storms and things that happened 5 and 10 and 15 years ago. God says, pack light. He says, because by the time you get to this giant, which is going to require a lot of your time, which is going to require a lot of your energy, which is going to require you praying unto God, he says, when you get to this giant, he says, you don't want to be so tired that you fall over and you're not able to give this giant what you really wanted to give it. Okay? Then we talk about the release of baggage. Right? Throughout your journey, as I said before, you're going to be in line and you're going to meet people. So many people, naysayers. You're going to, you know, even if you're in the wheel, you're going to have people on your left and your right. People that's coming from the front and the back, and they're going to be naysayers. You have to remain in character. You have to remain in line. You have to remain in the will. You have to release all that baggage, all those things that you're thinking about. You have to release it. At some point, you have to put the bag down, okay? Then once you do all that, you will be able to welcome your giant. And you can't just, you know, have your giant anywhere. You just can't say, okay, I want my giant here. You have to listen to the voice of God of where he wants you to take this giant. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. This is no plaything. When God gives you a gift this big, you have to take care of it. You have to be obedient. It's kind of like when you're on contract with someone, right? Your job or whatever it is, you have to make sure that you are taking care of what God has anointed you with. You have to take care of it. You have to be responsible for it. You have to watch where you take your anointing. You have to go to those places and areas that the Lord sends you. You have to trust God and you have to believe in God. You have to keep the faith. You have to continue to grow. You have to hear God. You have to pack a light. You have to release those things that weigh you down. And you have to remain in line. Okay? So I hope that something was said or done to help you. And I thank you so much for listening to the Love of Jesus Ministry. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, understand that I need you to pray for at least 300 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And don't forget to pray for yourself. And please, please pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actresses, positive community leaders, please, 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 Facebook, Alfreda Love, that's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to get your calendars out and mark the first Saturday in June, as we will have our Built to Last conference in Waco, Texas, from 2:30 to 7. So please be sure to mark your calendars for that particular date. And also check out my Love's media and event page, as many events are going on. So please check out that page. I just want to thank each and every one of you, my family and friends, for supporting the Love of Jesus Ministry through listening. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate just the new connects and all of those individuals who have reached out to me, and I've reached out to you. I just really appreciate that. And just keep reaching out, and we'll reach each other. So just keep reaching out. And I thank each and every one of you for everything. And I just ask that the Lord continue to bless and take care of each and every one of you, and just to help you to be the best that you can be. Please continue to pray for our youth, as there are many things going on with the youth. And we're trying to save our youth, as I said before, and we are going to save some of our youth. Continue to look at these Save Our Youth PowerPoints by Dr. Alfreda Love. We'd love for you to get involved with that. We'll have some shirts pretty soon, so please look out for that. Once again, I really appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry. And I hope that each and every one of you have a good night. And until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.